From Church Leaders, How to Show Gratitude, by Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. My deepest gratitude is for the atoning sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The atonement is the foundation upon which all gospel truths reside. Gratitude is a state of appreciation, an act of thanksgiving, which causes us to be humble because we recognize an act of kindness, service, or caring from someone else, which lifts us and strengthens us. Ingratitude is the attitude of being unaware or not recognizing when someone has assisted us or helped us, or even worse, when we know we have been helped and have not given thanks privately or publicly. In some quiet way, the expression and feelings of gratitude have a wonderful cleansing or healing nature. Gratitude brings warmth to the giver and the receiver alike. Gratitude expressed to our Heavenly Father in prayer for what we have brings a calming peace, a peace which allows us to not canker our souls for what we don't have. Gratitude brings a peace that helps us overcome the pain of adversity and failure. Gratitude on a daily basis means we express appreciation for what we have now without qualification for what we had in the past or desire in the future. A recognition of and appreciation for our gifts and talents which have been given also allows us to acknowledge the need for help and assistance from the gifts and talents possessed by others. Gratitude is a divine principle. Thou shalt thank the Lord thy God in all things. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 7. This scripture means that we express thankfulness for what happens, not only for the good things in life, but also for the opposition and challenges of life that add to our experience and faith. We put our lives in His hands, realizing that all that transpires will be for our experience. When in prayer we say, Thy will be done, we are really expressing faith and gratitude and acknowledging that we will accept whatever happens in our lives. May we feel true gratitude for the goodness of God, for all the blessings that have been given to us, and express those feelings of thankfulness in prayer to our Heavenly Father. Note, from an April 1992 General Conference Address. How have you applied this?
I know that whenever I'm grateful to my Heavenly Father, I'm much happier. I love to serve others and show my thankfulness toward my Heavenly Father. By doing this, I am able to gain a better understanding of why I was sent here and what my mission is here on earth. Having a grateful heart brings us peace. Callie M., 15, Arizona, USA.
Share your experiences. Share how you show gratitude and read the experiences of other youth at lds.org/go/gratitude. NE 916.
End of the article, How to Show Gratitude. Read by Dwayne Case and Eden Reinwand.